the Heilige Mashgiach's Sicha on learning to enjoy your davening.
Important things that we're going to speak about in the course of the year. The Vilna Gaon in Mishle brings down a lashon of a Zohar that says that raglayim, he brings on the pasuk over that says va'atz raglayim, someone who's lazy with his feet is a chayte. So he says, what does he mean raglayim? He says raglayim refers to, he quotes a Zohar that raglayim refers to the tefillos of a person. The tefillos of a person are like his feet. That's what he stands on. That's what supports him. And because of that, it's so important for us in yeshiva to develop ourselves in tefillah, tzedua. Again, tonight she said that on the days we daven well, we learn differently. That's what we're saying. We're saying on our feet, on our tefillos. And therefore it's important, being for the time that we're in yeshiva, and also for our whole life, that we should develop the right attitude towards tefillah. And someone who doesn't, la'aleinu, is like someone who, his feet are not, they don't work, he's handicapped, he doesn't have what to stand on for the rest of his life. And therefore it's very, very important that we have the right attitude, the right feelings towards tefillah. Unfortunately, we find that somehow it's just not, it's hard. People don't have the feeling, they're not excited. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how tefillah is really supposed to be, how it's supposed to be a positive experience. I want to discuss why it is that we have difficulty accessing this state, this happiness that we're supposed to have during tefillah, and discuss maybe strategies how to overcome the problem. Okay, so first we have to know that there's a basic, misunderstanding about what tefillah is supposed to be like, what the experience is supposed to be. So first we'll try to describe how the Kadmonim and the Rishonim, how they describe tefillah, and just to see what where we're supposed to get to, and then we'll talk about how to get there. There's a lashon of the Kuzri, a famous lashon, that he says, V'tiyah ha'eis ha'hi leiv zmanui u'piriyah. He says, the time when a person's davening is supposed to be the heart of his time. And whatever he feels, the productivity that he feels, V'yashar o'nosav k'drochem ha'magim ala eis ha'hi. The rest of his day, the rest of his time should be just a way of his getting there, his tefillah. It means that should be the focal point of his day. Obviously, he knew something that we don't know, because he's looking at the day totally different than we are. Unfortunately for us, many people that come to davening, they got to get through davening, and they do it. But he's looking at it that it's the focal point of the day. And I want to try to get us there. First, how would you describe tefillah? If someone would ask you, what's tefillah about? So what would we say? We would say, probably, talking to Hashem, right? That's how we would describe it, which is certainly correct. But talking is a too general of a word to use when we discuss what is talking. We talk, we talk to people, we can talk to our pets, we can talk to our cars too. Sometimes our car can even talk back to us, right? So talking doesn't really, describe something very specific. I want to try to use a different word, a word that the Torah uses, and from there I would like to build and try to explain what I think feels about. And last week's parsha, we learn about Yitzchak Avinu. It says, "Vayetzer Yitzchak l'suach basada." He went out to be suach, to speak. Hazal tell us that Yitzchak was misakin tefillas mincha this time. L'suach. What does l'suach mean? Siach means a conversation, talking to someone in conversation. It has a connotation of someone doing something comfortable, something that flows. Talking just describes a mechanical, like you said, talking just means saying words. Siach has a meaning to it. And you find this in different places also in Tehillim. You find Avraham Melech says, right, Tfilon Kiyata, Kulaknash, and Yishpoi Sichoi, Kishayfech Sichoi. What does it mean? It means that it flows. The talk flows. When a person has feelings and he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's supposed to be comfortable. It's supposed to come out naturally. It's supposed to be some natural feeling of comfort that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way it feels supposed to be. And I think that this is just Pasha, the first thing we have to know is that that's what Tfilah is supposed to be for us. A comfortable expression that we're expressing what's going on inside us. That's what it is. Shvicha means that it comes out naturally. It's not talking about a wild pouring. It means something that naturally flows out. That when we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it naturally flows out of us. That's what Tfilah is supposed to be. We all know that if we sit down with our friends, right, you know what it means, when talk, when flows, right? You go, you sit, you schmack, you can talk to someone. If someone will ask you, how could you talk for so long, you don't get tired, you let them, no, I don't. I could talk the whole night, right? Because it's comfortable, it's the schmack. I feel comfortable with my friend, and therefore, I can talk to him. That's the way we have to feel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to feel a certain comfort, a certain connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Bisoida Shel Tfilah. I want to read you the Lashon of the Sefer Chassidim, Yudah Chassid. When he describes Tfilah, he says, Shirish HaTfilah Simchas Lev B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. We talk about Tfilah being Bisim, but he's not talking about a condition, something you need for Tfilah, something that's additional to it. He's talking about what Tfilah is about. Tfilah is about Simchas Lev B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Being happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expressing that feeling, that connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Tfilah is about. If someone is not happy, if someone feels heavy in his Tfilah, he feels uncomfortable, then there's something missing from the Tfilah. You say it's not Yetzer Tfilah, but it's not just that he's missing a condition, he doesn't have something nice that would, you know, make Tfilah nicer. There's something missing, because he's supposed to enjoy, he's supposed to be happy being able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like in relationships that we have with people. You know, if someone is missing, I know someone, a chassan, told me, you know, a long time ago, said, he was a chassan who had to break his engagement at some point. He said, how do you know? He said he felt something was missing when he was talking. He wasn't excited. There was something missing. So it's not just a detail. If there's no simchus, then there's something missing from the connection. There's something missing from the relationship. If someone is not sameach by the struggle, so then the whole talking, it's not a siach, it's not the way Tfilah is supposed to be. And that's what I think the first thing we have to know, that we're looking for a positive experience of something, of being comfortable, of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being happy that we could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, sometimes we you know, things are not going well, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us in a tzara, whatever it may be. So we're not happy with the tzara, but we're happy that we have someone to talk to about it. We have a Kodesh Baruch Hu that we can talk to, we can express. That's what Tfilah is. So I want to talk about how to get there, how to change our mindset about Tfilah. Unfortunately, like I said, a lot of us look at it as a burden, something to get through. And that's because we're not looking at it right. And it's understandable that if something is a burden, then we don't want to do it. We're not going to want to get out of bed in the morning. We want to get out as fast as we can because we're not enjoying it. It's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be that it's a schmack. It's comfortable. It used to be an advertisement many years ago for a certain kind of coffee. We used to say it's good to the last drop. That's the way it feels supposed to be. Good to the last drop. Not to run out. Every last bit, every thing that I could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is precious to me because I'm enjoying it, I'm comfortable, I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way davening is supposed to be. So, how do we get there? You know, in Shulchan Aruch it says, in Simen Nun Aleph, when it describes Tfilah, so it says, it brings the Lashon of the Rambam, that the person is supposed to daven Einam has news from Rutzakim, the Nachas. There's such a thing called Nachas, calm. What does it mean, nachas? Nachas means I'm not running. I'm calm. I'm happy. I'm comfortable to be here. Like I said, like the marshal, when we're talking with someone, we're comfortable with them, we feel connected. I would say more than that. We all know that when I give an example of talking, this time schmoozing, you meet someone on the bus, you could not know him, you could schmooze with him for 2 hours too. That's not what we're talking about. There's such a thing called sikat nefesh. It means when you're talking to someone who you feel connected with in your nefesh, so then there's this, what we would call hishtapkus ha-nefesh. The nefesh comes out. The person feels comfortable to open himself up, to talk about himself. Right? We all know we have such experiences. We have such friends who we're close with. We're not embarrassed. We talk about ourselves. We're open with ourselves because we're comfortable with the person we're talking to. That's the way it's supposed to be with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to be a sikhat nefesh. It's supposed to be a shtapas ha-nefesh, that it's coming out, the inside of ourselves is coming out, the nefesh is coming out. Okay, so how do we get there? The first thing is we have to know is that this avodah sakhila, is not something which is done with the mind, with the brain, right? As I'll say, says la'avdei b'chol v'avchem ezu avodah shibulei avyam ezu tefila. As I'll tell us that we're dominating in our hearts. If our hearts haven't opened up yet and we haven't gotten our hearts into it, so we're not going to be able to daven because we're not going to be able to enjoy. Focusing, you know, thinking, and then of course we have to think. If you don't think, it's not going to work. But we have to somehow get our heart involved in the process because it's an avodah shebaleiv. It's something which requires the nefesh. It's something which requires to connect on the level of the heart. And that's what we have to talk about. How do we get it done, and how do we get our hearts involved? Okay, so let's speak. Why is it so difficult? What's the problem? It sounds like it should be an unbelievable experience for us, and somehow we're just not there. Why is that? So I think, first, that we don't really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and waiting to listen to our feelings. It's very hard to have a conversation, a siyach, if you don't feel that there's something there, there's someone there that we're talking to. I saw a beautiful verse in the Sefer. It says, we say in the beginning of davening, Birshu Hashem v'uzo, right? You should search HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, and it's uzo. The word uzo, Chazal Darshan, brought us on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Nishba Hashem v'yad yinoi v'uzo. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishkan is filled. Uzo refers to his throne. What does the Gemara say is written in the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's written in the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mi Ka'am Kol Yisrael. Who's like Kol Yisrael? Another pasuk written in the throne, it says over there, Mi Goy Godol Asher Lo Elokim Krov Melos. Who is another nation that has HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's so close to him to listen to his tefillos? That's what the Sefer wanted to say. When we say Dirshu Hashem V'Uzay, it means we're searching our Kodesh Baruch Hu out. We're searching out his Uzay. Don't forget, what's the Oiz of our Kodesh Baruch Hu? You know what the strength of our Kodesh Baruch Hu is that he's willing to listen to Klal Yisrael. He has tefillin on that say in it how much he loves Klal Yisrael, how much he wants to hear their tefillos. That's our Kodesh Baruch Hu we're going to talk to. And of course, it's something that we need to work on. We need to work to believe it. We need to work to feel it. So that's not going to work for us. We have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening. I always tell this story about a father who took his son to the Satan Rebbe, his friend was Rav of Alter Rebbe. And so he brought in his son, and they sat down, came for a bracha, whatever it might have been. And so the Rebbe put out some candies to the child. And so he tells the child, take your candies. So he took something off the plate, and the Rebbe said, make a bracha. And then he said, 1 second. He said, before you make a bracha, he says, you know what's going on now in Shemayim? He says, now in Shemayim, all the malachim are singing shiras shachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on his kisei HaKavod, getting all the shachas in the malachim. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shh. Yankel is making a bracha. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the malachim. And all the malachim are quiet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting, Yankel, to hear your bracha. Okay, now Yankel, make a bracha. So I imagine that the child made a bracha in a different way than he was used to making. Probably for a good part of his life and made a bracha differently because someone woke him up to this fact that someone's listening. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just listening, he's waiting for the Achilas, right? In this week's parasha we have Yitzchak davening, Rivka davening. Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misabu tilosim shel tzadikim. The Rishonim say, that's why it says the order of things, it says that they daven because they were Akaras, right? It doesn't say first they were Akaras and therefore they davened. Rishonim say, because the Ikka was the Tila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the problem because he wanted to hear. He wanted to hear the Tilas. He wants to hear from us. He's waiting to hear from us. That's the first thing we have to know. We have to believe that Hashem wants. And that's the Dirsha Hashem V'Uzer. Bakshu Panav Tamid. What does it mean, Bakshu Panav? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Panav? Panav is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention, where he's facing. Where's he facing? Where's he paying attention? He's paying attention to us. He's waiting for us to talk to him. That's the first thing we have to know. Think about it. If when we get up in the morning and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to hear from us, he's waiting for us to come through the Beis Medrash to talk to him, it's a different feeling. It's not the feeling of going and getting it over with. It's a feeling of going and I feel that I can talk to him and I feel that he listens to me. He's talking to me. I'm talking to him. He's listening to me. That's the feeling we have to have about davening. Now, I understand. Look, this is the first part. That's a question of emunah. This is something we have to work on. That goes in emunah. But there's something I think that's much more of a technical problem that I think we have to focus on as well. And that is that Lamaisa were uncomfortable with the words of davening. The words don't talk to us. Once upon a time, right, before Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, so it used to be the Rambam says, historically, that everyone davened whatever words came to their heart, whatever they felt, they davened. They spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which seems to be the natural way to do things. Whatever a person feels, he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came along, and they realized that people's hearts weren't capable of really properly expressing themselves. And they made the formalized nusach of tefillah that we know today. So, of course, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah knew what they were doing. Once upon a time, these words of Tehillim that David HaMelech wrote, when David HaMelech wrote Tehillim, David HaMelech was known as Zmiris Yisrael, he was the one who spoke the Zmiris of Klal Yisrael, because he knew what went on in the nefesh of the Yid. He knew the things that Yidin felt. And therefore, once upon a time, when someone read these words of Tehillim, he felt it talking to him. He felt that these were the words that he himself would like to express. And that's what tefillah was for many years. Talking words that really talk to the person and he expressed them and he was able to feel. Nowadays, unfortunately, we're not so familiar with the Hebrew, with the nuances. And so the words are not so comfortable. So we're saying a person has to be comfortable. He has to feel like the Sefer Chassidim. Later on in Simchum Kufnun Ches, when he talks about davening, he says, "V'in bosa lahal l'shatvay dak shatam misava l'shmer kol noyim b'shir shal shelach." He says, if someone was being mishabeach you, you would want someone to sing to you. He says, when you're davening, you're supposed to sing. It's supposed to come out like a song. It's supposed to be with a nidum. So we're supposed to feel this comfort, this happiness at saying it, and then we see these words and it's difficult for us. So what do? It's true. So we try to work on the words and we try to learn the taich, but then what happens is we get locked into the words. We get, we're focused on the taich and the words and this becomes very technical and that very much takes away from our feeling that we're natural and we could talk to a folk, we could be comfortable. And the truth, this is a problem that's very hard to overcome. But we have to overcome it. You have people who they could go through their lives, they could be 60, 70 years old, and they're still not comfortable, they still don't know what they're saying. Never. That person, who's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day and just doesn't feel it. So how could we overcome this? That's, I think, something that's important to talk about. One way is, Taka, that we have to prepare beforehand. We have to know the words if we can, try to learn different halakhim of tefillah, little by little by little. To learn the whole tefillah once is very hard. A lot of words, a lot of paragraphs, a lot of things. But like everything else in life, little by little, the person takes on himself to learn one bracha shmoneh esrei, another bracha shmoneh esrei, kriya shma, If he knows those already, so then another part of Pesukei DeZimra, another part of Pesukei DeZimra, little by little, he picks up on the words, and he understands what he's talking about, he becomes comfortable with it. And then he could have a siach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very technical Eitzah. But there's another Eitzah. And this is something which L'maisa is brought down, B'chavetz Chaim brings it down in the Shabur. In Siman Kuf Chaf Beis, he says, at the end of Siman Kuf Chaf Beis, when he's talking about the end of Shemayin Esrei, he says, Kosev B'Sei D'Yon, that when you finish the Shemayin Esrei, he says, I'm sorry, he brings in the Chayodim, Kosev Chayodim, Nochoin V'roi L'chol Odom, L'spal B'chol Yon, V'yichud Al Tzrochov, U'Parnasasi. It's proper for every day for a person to daven individually, his own davening, on his tzrochim and his parnoso, v'shaloyom v'shatar mipiv, v'zaroi, v'zerazaroi, the Torah shouldn't leave his mouth and his children, his grandchildren, v'shiyu kol yotzach halotz v'ovdei Hashem v'emes, he should have children who are ovdei Hashem, v'chol mashi yodei b'libo shetzorach le, anything in his heart that he feels he needs, he should talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask for it. If he can't talk in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew in a clear way that's meaningful to him, he should say in whatever language he speaks. It should be from the depths of his heart. He says it's more important to put it after Shemayin Esrei than in Shemayin Esrei. In his Ksavim, he also writes this. He says that a person, he says a very, very stark halacha. He says, Kol atzoros harabis haboyos aleinu, she'einenu nitzol mehem, heimneisha inu nitzoik inu ma'am betfil aleinu. He says that all the bad things that happen to us because we're not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not davening for them. And then he says, "V'lo yistapik ha'odam v'mashem espala shmein esrei gimel pam b'chol yom elokama pamin b'yom tzarach lishpach tefilos u'bakoshas b'noy l'bein atzmai k'shu b'beisay mi'umka d'liba." He says that a person many times in the day should speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him for things when he's by himself. Mi'umka d'liba. And he says, why? He says, Tiyashlisha Tfilas Hem Etzlik Pashkuris Pepir Vein Menes and Leblahem Kolkah. He says, when he's dominating, he's not really concentrating so much from the depths of his heart. What's the Nikud of the Eitzah? What am I saying? Is that we have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's telling us, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, Halacha L'maisa. He's saying, this it would guarantee us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us if we talk to him. If we learn to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know if anyone is familiar, if you had a grandmother, great grandmother, great grandfather, from the previous theorists, this is the way they talk. When they did things, they talk. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us with this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us with that. That was their language, that was their siyach. They were talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he was there. And this is something which could very much help us to feel what it is that we need to feel comfortable. If we do it outside davening, and we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside davening, and we feel that we can talk to him, then when we come to davening as well, it'll be a different experience, and it'll be the way it's supposed to be. I just want to add, I know that I just want to add one practical makuba, which I think is a very important makuba. The Torah, in Hilchos Mincha, so he brings down, U'kishigiyaz man tefilos ha-mincha yispao, U'ma'id tzor ku'izor bo, Dom Reb Chel Dom Reb Huna, Lo'eilam yizor odom tefilos ha-mincha shal, U'nena al-yol tefilos ha-mincha. Mincha has a special school of something, a special prayer to be answered. Why? The Torah explains, at the beginning of the day, before you start, you go Yidam Shachas. At the end of the day, Yidam Meir. Tzvilas Mincha is in the middle of the day, the most inconvenient time for many people. By us in Yeshiva, so we work to start around the fields. But for a lot of people, they have to stop their day in the middle. So Tzvilas Mincha is really a certain path, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu what it is. Am I enjoying it? Do I feel comfortable going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it uncomfortable for me? And so, if a person daven Tefillas Mincha, he's showing something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even in Yeshiva, where the schedule is built around the tefillas, but we all know, there's a big Yetzer Hara, you know? finished. Time for lunch. We can go down. We can stop in for a few minutes and, you know, daven, run out quickly. Think about it. What are we making out of our tefillos if we do that? How are we creating this relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's what we're doing. I thought of a marshal. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but you imagine, you know, you'll be married one day. Imagine, you know, your wife comes home, and chasna from somewhere, you're waiting for her, and she comes in and, you know, you ask her house a day and she says, you know, oh, it was great, what do we have to eat in the refrigerator? You know, you're trying to get her attention and she's, her mind is in the food in the refrigerator. What are you going to feel like? You can't do that by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for our tefillos. And if we do, what are we creating for ourselves? What kind of relationship are we setting up? What are our tefillos going to be like? We're not going to be able to have the simcha that they talk about. We shouldn't speak about it, that it should be something that's so meaningful, so powerful, we should enjoy it. I'll just end it, you know, just remind you, the Chassidim say about Yom Tov, you know, it says that Yom Tov is supposed to be Chatzi Lachem and Chatzi Lashem. So the Kosh Pshat is Chatzi Lashem, is that we daven, we learn, and Chatzi Lachem, we sit in Mitzudas. The Chassidim say, Faker, it's not like that. It says that we eat Lavetz Hashem, that's the Chatzi Lashem. What's the Chatzi Lachem that we enjoy? That's the davening, the learning, that's the Chatzi Lachem. That's the way davening is supposed to be. Davening is supposed to be that it's Geshmak for you. It's Geshmak to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we don't make it happen, it's not going to happen by itself. And we have to know that these are a blind that are going to have to get us through life. We're going to have to daven, we're going to have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight through our lives for everything that we need. It could be a geshmak thing, it should be something that we want to do, that we enjoy every day. Like the Kuzri said, it could be the focal point of our day. It could be geshmak for us, and like the Chofetz Chaim says, if we do that, he says there's no reason that anything bad should happen. Because we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's why the Tzara is happening, because we're not talking, we're not asking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. It's cooler ever. It requires effort, but it's worth it. It's worth it in Ruchnias, it's worth it in Gashmias, it's worth it that we should have a simchatic life without anything bothering us, without troubles. And Mitzvah, we should undertake to work on it. We should be very glad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our feelings and take care of us.